Timmy's tussle with a snowy giant. In the frosty peaks of Oversnow Mountains lived a gentle yeti known as Yago, with fur as white as the driven snow. He was a solitary creature, often spotted by the villagers below as a fleeting glimpse of white against the rocky grey crags. Yago had no desire for trouble, but he loved a good frolic in the snow. His only friend was a bright-eyed boy named Timmy, daring and adventurous, with a laugh that echoed through the icy canyons. One sunny morning, Timmy climbed the mountains to play with Yago. He brought along his favorite red ball, bouncing it on the snow as he climbed. Seeing this, Yago's curiosity piqued, and he emerged from his cave, eyes twinkling. "Hey, Yago," shouted Timmy, waving. "Wanna play catch?" Yago nodded with excitement and stood on his hind legs. As they played, the ball bounced off a stone, and with it, Timmy accidentally slipped towards Yago, tumbling into what looked like a wrestling match. Timmy's giggles filled the air as Yago gently rolled him in the soft snow, careful not to hurt his little friend. "It may seem dangerous, but Yago's like a big fluffy pillow," Timmy laughed. The villagers, who had gathered below, realized the truth that day. You can't judge a yeti by his size. Yago and Timmy's friendship showed them that fun and kindness come in all shapes and sizes, even in the form of a snowy giant. From that day on, the legend of the gentle yeti became a story of friendship passed down in the village, and the children knew that while it might seem risky to wrestle with a yeti, it's only dangerous if you don't know each other well. "Just remember," Timmy would say, "always play with care and respect for your friends, big or small."